Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
A warning from beyond. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
These include stopping the execution of all captured prisoners of war, allowing Giroud to stay for negotiations, being arrested. In Australia, Mr. Perry Packer's cricketers are still pleading for high court decision.
On Saturday, November 26, 1977, a warning came through loud and clear. The end of the world was imminent. In parts of southern England, just after 5 o'clock p.m., Southern TV's regular day-by-day evening newscast was being transmitted live when the computer-generated voice said, "This is the voice of Virilian, a representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command. You have observed us as lights in the heavens for a very long time, and we have done to your brothers and sisters all around this. Your planet Earth, we speak to you today in peace and wisdom." This is the Southern TV's broadcast intrusion by Virilian.
Incredible. Incredible.
We talked about the Max Headroom broadcast intrusion.
Yes, yes, yes.
We talked about the other one, the one that happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kind of points of intrusion, of distressing, upsetting the airwaves and bringing in a subversive message that might, you know, ignite different thinking or people behaving differently. It's all very exciting.
Or it's just one big prank. Brilliant continued by describing the dawning of a new age of Aquarius. A lot of this
that sounds familiar.
A lot of these broadcast intrusions happened in the 1970s. Probably not that people couldn't get away with it now. I don't know if technology being more advanced makes it easier or harder.
Yeah, probably harder. And I would imagine you wouldn't get the same bang for your buck disrupting a network broadcast.
Because they have time delays and they can dump things. Like so, somebody curses like on a live broadcast, like, they have a delay. So once something happens, they're not, it's just not one person sitting there like half asleep at 3 a.m. that's controlling everything.
Totally. There's so few even things that are broadcast live now, honestly. It'd be hard pressed to find one.
And the Age of Aquarius is a hippie battle cry, I guess. It's based on a nebulous astronomical idea. It's just based on these kind of wild, out there concepts. But Virilian goes on to say, "We came to warn you of the fate of your race and your world, so that you may inform your fellow beings of the route you must take to escape the catastrophe which threatens your world and the creatures on our world nearby. This is so you can participate in the big awakening. Evil powers that can overwhelm their judgments," he says. "Be still now and listen, for your chance may not come again." He urged listeners to alert political leaders to these forces and remove all of your evil using weapons. So it's a cry for world peace.
Yeah.
A subject of probably many science fiction
movies. Like as you were talking, it really reminded me of like H.G. Wells' initial War of the Worlds, where it's something that was so new. We've talked about it being done in the 60s and repeated time and time again. But the idea of like really trying to evoke change and hysteria and doing so in this like kind of performative, dramatic way that's fictionalized.
Virilian goes on to caution that there wasn't much time left to demonstrate that mankind could access the, quote, higher phases of life if it was, quote, worthy. "The higher regions of spiritual progress are only accessible to those who learn to live in peace. Hear Virilian's voice right now. You understand that we exist. If there are more creatures on or around your planet, that scientists currently acknowledge.
I mean, pretty nice, honestly. If we're being real, we should have probably listened to Vermilion.
Vermilion. That's his cousin.
Oh, okay. Got it. Different planet, different guy. Because we clearly didn't, and here we are.
Have no fear. Seek simply to know yourselves and live in peace with the customs of your planet Earth, was the final line.
Beautiful.
In the message. We at the Ashtar Galactical Command appreciate your time and interest. We are presently departing from your dimensional planes. May the utmost love and truth of the cosmos bless you.
Wow.
It's a little bit of new age, little religion,
and so
it's a little spiritual. Yeah.
So polite. Are they single?
Well, if you don't get your act together, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
So but
they're just like, they're coming in respectfully saying these things, and they're just going to take their leave.
The host quickly got back on air, informing the audience that some viewers in the region were experiencing a breakthrough in sound. We sincerely apologize and working to fix the problem.
Oh.
But not really.
No,
but
not at
really.
All. No.
Just the current corporate problem.
Ooh.
But not the spiritual one.
Mm-mm.
And you know what fixes everything? A break. According to news sources, there was a, quote, intergalactic prankster.
Mm.
Law enforcement did not.
They didn't like
they
that.
Were not,
they didn't
no,
like
they
that.
Didn't like
They're
it
not
at all.
Into that.
And might be fined up to, at the time, 200 quid.
200 quid.
In today's dollars, it's 45 million.
No.
Oh, sorry. It's 45 million space brilliant dollars.
Okay. Can we just, let's convert it right. That makes sense.
According to one local newspaper, the hack startled thousands of viewers. It affected parts of southern England. So it wasn't every single household.
Yeah.
It was just certain parts. And certain televisions in certain parts.
Totally. Very, very regional TV.
But thousands is not much, but not none.
No, I mean, we reach thousands.
Yeah.
What if our airwaves were disrupted?
What if we used our message to spread goodwill? Instead of going to our Patreon.
Well.
There's a lot of goodwill there.
Okay.
One man called the encounter quite creepy indeed.
Quite creepy, indeed.
And that it sounded really authentic. Like, as if, like, I've heard a lot of intergalactic beings spreading messages of peace.
Believe some, others are bullshit.
Yeah.
This one? I'm impressed.
Pretty close to the real deal.
I'm impressed.
It sounded like a real voice from space, and it was rather frightening, according to another woman, who said she had to phone her pals to make sure she wasn't hearing things.
Hearing things? It's like Yelp review. They're, like, leaving Yelp reviews.
Also, it's, you know, at a time where you could, again, it was easier to get duped.
Yes.
And it also wasn't juvenile or just saying crass stuff. We can be like, I know this is somebody pranking. Like, look at my butt from outer space. It wasn't like that. And then also the 1970s, we just got done talking about the CIA and psychics and UFOs. Huge.
Yes.
The Cold War is happening.
Totally.
So there's just so much tension.
Yeah.
And people are really ready to accept a lot of those things then.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it hasn't changed, but then especially. So.
Yeah. Well, they had less of a pool of information to draw from, too. So you're really only getting information from friends and family, your community. You're getting it from a couple TV stations. You're getting it from maybe 2 to 3 newspapers.
And if it's on, you think television, it's like if it's on TV, it had to get there somehow. So it must be something. Something powerful must have made that happen.
Yeah.
And that is a logical thing.
I think that sentiment permeates even now. People trust things that are on TV. People are like, they're like, whoa, it was on TV. It's a big deal. It is respectful.
The TV
it's
man
like,
says bad.
Exactly.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever read a couple of years ago, especially when it comes to politics. He's like, well, how do I know? TV man says bad.
Yeah, truly.
A few days later, Southern TV declared they discovered how the hack was accomplished, but would withhold the specifics in order to prevent a copycat.
Mm.
Or, we have no idea, but we want to pretend that we do know.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tell you.
Exactly. We have this under control, we said to you while secretly panicking behind the scenes.
Yes. A spokeswoman from Southern TV says, we are taking measures to assure it won't happen again, and viewers are not alarmed. Later, it was hypothesized that Vermilion and his accomplices had exploited the fact that one of Southern TV's transmitters was situated in an isolated area in the Isle of Wight, making it simpler to hack into the system. So, a lot of the other TV hacks had some levity to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was no really strong message. I mean, I think one was the HBO hack saying, hey, HBO is, is charging a lot, which there's no levity to it, but I was
great
like,
message.
That's
a great
but
message.
But this one, it was almost like a peace protest or any kind of protest, kind of like, hey, listen, we're tuning in, you know, in your cookie cutter world. How about a message of peace? Think
love
about it.
Where's Virilion now? You know, like, I need more of this.
The structure of Virilion's announcement gave the message a more profound feel than the British government's Protect and Survive PSAs, which people have remembered with horror, you know, mm-hmm. probably being like, war?
Yeah.
England and the UK has seen a lot of war.
No, totally. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. Be cool with it.
And Virilion's assurance was more encouraging than maybe not. And actually, during the time of the intrusion, a bloody civil war in Rhodesia was being discussed, which is Zimbabwe now.
Yeah.
But that's what sells, right? People tune into sad and tragedy, and that's how news works, and it has not changed.
No, not at all. I think we're more desensitized to things now, and I think something like this, which feels like really like beautiful, kind of profound in this, you know, discussion of violence and, you know, ethnocentrism, to be able to like do that is very cool. And I wonder if this happened today, how it would go over and would we care?
Some have said that there's a possible connection to the UFO-based religion, Raelianism. I think I'm saying that right. I had to look it up. So there's a UFO-based religion, Raelianism.
Yeah. We've touched upon it.
I think we have. Yeah, it sounded
times.
Familiar. Mm-hmm. But in reality, the mystery remains unsolved, at least until we get another message from Virilion.